It's Friday, September 4th, AD 2020. This is The World View in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Christians in India suffered 293 incidents of persecution during the first half of 2020, up 50% compared with last year, reports Persecution Relief. The incidents included 130 threats, 91 cases of beating or harassment against women and children, 80 other physical attacks, 51 church attacks, 15 murder attempts, 7 kidnappings, and 6 murders. Todd Nettleton, a voice of the martyrs, told CBN News that the Hindu-led government is trying to eradicate Christianity.
Prime Minister Modi was re-elected last year. He promised to make India more Hindu. They believe that India is a Hindu nation. Literally, the soil is Hindu soil, and if you want to live there, you should be a Hindu.
On Monday, Sudan's transitional government signed a peace deal with a coalition of rebel groups, ending 17 years of conflict in the Northeast African nation. This follows the ouster of former president and dictator Omar al-Bashir and the repeal of some of the country's draconian Islamic laws. Psalm 46, verse 9 says, "It is the Lord who makes wars cease to the end of the earth." President Donald Trump has released his second-term agenda. The agenda features ambitious goals, including the following: create 10 million new jobs in 10 months, provide school choice to every child in America, expose Washington's money trail and delegate powers back to people and states, put patients and doctors back in charge of our healthcare system, stop endless wars and bring our troops home. Since the release of the agenda, President Trump added a new section with the following: protect unborn life through every means available. Defend the freedoms of religious believers and organizations. By contrast, Joe Biden, the Democratic presidential nominee, is committed to codifying the pro-abortion Roe v. Wade decision into federal law. Following the Democratic and Republican national conventions last month, President Trump has edged closer to Biden in the polls, according to the Emerson College August poll. Trump is polling at 47% compared to Biden, who's polling at 49%. That's just a 2-point difference. The Emerson College July poll had Biden at 50% and Trump at 46%. Exodus 18, verse 21 says, "You shall select from all the people able men, such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place such over them to be rulers." The U.S. Congressional Budget Office projects a federal budget deficit of $3.3 trillion this year, largely due to the response to the coronavirus pandemic. At 16% of gross domestic product, this year's deficit would be the largest since 1945. The office also projects the federal debt will eclipse the size of the entire U.S. economy next year. Last week, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention asked state governors to help speed up the process for coronavirus vaccine distribution sites to be operational by November 1st. President Trump is pushing for a completed vaccine by the end of the year, and on Wednesday, Dr. Anthony Fauci told NBC's Today he thinks that is a possibility.
"I believe that by the time we get to the end of this calendar year, that we will feel comfortable that we do have a safe and effective vaccine."
The U.S. Marshals Service recently recovered 25 missing children in Ohio, on the heels of recovering 39 missing children in Georgia last month and arresting 9 suspected traffickers. Meanwhile, the Justice Department's Operation Legend has led to over 2,000 arrests across American big cities, with 470 federal crime charges and 150 people wanted for murder. And U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers arrested over 2,000 illegal immigrants recently, 85% of whom had criminal convictions or pending criminal charges. And finally, although many Americans say they are Christians, their theology is not always based on the Bible. Results from Ligonier Ministries' biennial State of Theology survey found that 52% of American adults believe Jesus was a good teacher, but was not God. More disturbingly, 30% of evangelicals agreed with that statement. Speaking of Jesus, John 1, verses 1 and 14 says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth." And that's the worldview in 5 minutes on this Friday, September 4th in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.